Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
These go to 11.
My name is Josh. With me, as always, is my totally awesome co-host, Mr. Review It Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. What's happening?
Ready to smack people on the Twitter. That's what's happening.
We can't be having any smacking people, man.
Why not? Cyber smacking's fine. Still social distancing, isn't it?
Okay, cool. Well, why? Why are you wanting to...
Because all of them are downers, man. All I want to do is have fun, be happy. I go on Twitter, HHN's not happening. Cancel HHN. It's not going to happen this year.
Yeah.
Woe is me.
There's a lot of people complaining, that's for sure.
Yeah. So much complaining.
Cool, man.
I'm staying positive. Things going to go on as normal.
Well, how about if they do... I saw somebody put out a poll out there that if it's 50% of what it normally is... So what are you saying? Full go or you're not
going to
do it?
Full go or I'm not going. That's a lot of money to spend to not have a full event.
Well, maybe they would discount it.
Huh?
Maybe they might discount
it. I doubt it.
I don't know.
They got to make some money back, man. They've been closed for months.
That's true, man. That's very true.
Looks like they'll be opening back up in June, though, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Is that the latest rumor?
No. That's just what I'm thinking.
Okay, cool.
They haven't announced any further closures, and it seems like Disney is planning on opening in a couple weeks, so...
Yeah.
Last thing Universal says, they're closed through May 31st. Wow. So...
Okay. I'm still proud that I was there one of the last days they were open.
Yeah. You got to have one of the last parties there, man.
That's right.
As far as news going on, like, there's a new patent for a Universal ride out, so there's stuff going on in the Universal worlds. Yeah. They're still building for Halloween Horror Nights. They're still building the Jurassic Coaster.
Okay, cool.
Stuff is going on, man.
Nice, man. That's good to hear. I don't think we're doing a theme park show this week.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We got a lot of rock and roll stuff happening.
Rock and roll!
We had a discussion the other day about that time. Like, hey, man, remember we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
And so we decided, hey, let's share that story with our friends out there.
Yeah, because we never podcasted about
it. Yeah, we didn't.
I think that was before
our podcast. We even started doing a show. But not only that, we have a super fun interview with our friend Bo, the lead singer of The True Villains.
Yeah, boy. That dude is talented.
Super cool rock band out of Nashville.
That man can sing.
Yeah. Second half of this episode is an interview with him, so I figured it'd be a nice little heavy metal show for this week.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, just right off the rip, I don't remember why we decided to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did we decide to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame first or the NFL Hall of Fame?
We're going to New Jersey for some reason.
Well, yeah, my family was up there. We were going to meet them and go to New York.
Yes. So we're doing a broad trip, as I like to call it. Trip is bros taking a road trip. So what we were doing is we decided to go to the NFL Hall of Fame.
Okay, because it was Brett Favre's year going
Brett
in.
Brett Favre's year.
You're like, Brett Favre, got to go for Brett Favre.
Got to.
Yeah, that's
greatest
true.
Quarterback of all time. Come on, man.
Yeah, so, but while we were... We left, like, super early in the morning.
Yeah,
we left, like, what, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Because
it was, like, a 13-hour drive. It was a long drive.
It was a long drive.
To Cleveland, Ohio.
Good Lord.
And Canton, Ohio was our first. I can't remember if we went straight. Did we go straight to the NFL Hall of Fame?
Straight to the NFL Hall of Fame.
That's right, because it was still kind of, like, midday, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon-ish.
Yeah.
So we went there and we kind of went through the NFL Hall of Fame. We saw a whole lot of really cool stuff.
Really cool stuff. Yeah.
A lot of good memorabilia.
I got to try on some shoulder pads and a helmet.
Yeah, and we saw a lot of cool stuff, man. But I think we kind of breezed through it.
We did. For sure.
So we were like, what else is around here? And I collect Hard Rock Cafe shirts.
You do, yes, you do.
And so I was like, well, let's see where the Hard Rock Cafe is around this place. Freaking yeah. The city of rock and roll. There's got to be one around here. No, there wasn't. It was closed.
Yeah, it was closed down.
Either they were moving it or they were remodeling or whatever.
I think they were moving.
They were moving. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So I couldn't get a shirt. I was like, well, what else is there? Oh, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So we decided to take that trip, which turned out to be probably the best thing about that trip.
Really cool.
Because it was really cool. I believe I liked it better than the NFL Hall of Fame. How about you?
I completely agree. 100% had fun with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's going up to it. What does it look like? It's like a pyramid, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really cool walking up to it. It's like a different kind of atmosphere.
It sure is. And it's right on Lake Erie, yeah, which these people know anything about the Great Lakes up north. It's that the big bodies of water, you know, lakes and stuff.
It's right next to the freaking Cleveland Browns Stadium.
It's right next to Cleveland Browns Stadium. It's right next to it's either the Cleveland Science Center or the NASA Science Center.
Yeah,
science. It's one of those. But it was a really cool town, man. We really loved Cleveland. We thought it was a really nice city.
It was a really nice city.
But for the fact that it was a spur-of-the-moment trip, it was pretty amazing.
It was amazing. Going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I was expecting like a lot of musical instruments and kind of history lessons and all that stuff. I wasn't expecting wardrobes and awards and cars.
Yeah, that's true. We just went to the Country Music Hall of Fame last year when we were in Nashville. We weren't too blown away by that.
We're not country music fans. Yeah. But seeing Taylor Swift's freaking tour bus, that's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
Yes, her tour bus.
But maybe we were holding it on that pedestal of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because it was so awesome.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, that thing was like 5 or 6 stories high.
What, the Country Hall of Fame?
No, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I feel like the Country Music Hall of Fame was only 2 stories.
I think it was 2 or 3.
No, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, Elvis had a big presence in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He had a big presence in the Country Music Hall of Fame as well.
It's easier to get through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too. Remember that one point where we got to the Taylor Swift writing session area and we're like, how do we get downstairs? Because you immediately go upstairs.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. You rode the elevator and then you get out to this thing. It's like... It was a cluster.
Yeah,
that was for sure. Yeah. I don't know if it was a new area they added. Anyway. But yeah, you're right. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was cool. What stands out to you the most about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Probably seeing the classic wardrobes of some of these guys.
Yeah.
Like I remember that Guns N' Roses, I think, just went in that like a year.
They did,
before
So
they had Slash's top hat and shoes.
Sneakers
in there and all that. They had all of the freaking Michael Jackson get up in there, which is really cool as a Michael Jackson fan to see all that stuff.
Another thing about the wardrobes is you can tell once they started becoming more rich or more famous or whatever, how the wardrobes progressed. Oh, you know
insane.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I remember David Bowie specifically, his was kind of plain, and then you had the super crazy, and then you had the little bit more normal. Like he had this arc where he went really crazy and then back down.
Yeah.
And I want to say the same thing probably was... Elton John. Elton John stuff was crazy too, you know what I mean?
But, I think another thing I love seeing is like the handwritten song lyrics.
For sure, yeah. But the first thing that jumped out to me, I remember, is the giant stage puppet. I think it was Pink Floyd's, the big thing that was sitting on top of the wall.
They had like their own little room, didn't they?
Yeah. A lot of bands had like their own section, but there were some other bands that had like their own, area or room or whatever you were saying. But seeing all the gold records everywhere was really neat. Mm-hmm. They had like the different eras of rock and roll.
Yes.
They also had like a lot of R&B. I believe there was some country in there as well.
Taylor's in there.
Taylor's dressed in there or something. I think you took a picture of Alan Jackson when he wrote that song about the Twin Towers.
Yes.
That was in the Hall of Fame as well.
They have Lynyrd Skynyrd's jacket in there.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that Kiss's makeup kit? Yeah, Kiss's makeup kit. Yeah. They had a lot of photos. That's not the actual dress, but Lady Gaga's meat dress.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that was another thing I really liked is the dedication they had to bands that were current, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy. I remember seeing a lot of stuff about them in there.
That's right. I like how it goes through decades.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to see the evolution of rock and roll. Plus, they have all these other kind of musics throughout the areas and everything.
Yeah. And you know me, I'm a drummer. I love seeing all the different bands' drum sets. I got to see Ringo Starr, the drummer for the Beatles. Got to see his drum set. I got to see Joey Kramer, the drummer for Aerosmith. Just a lot of that stuff. I really like really fancy. And you know what? I like that even there, these are big, huge rock and roll bands. The drummer still had the pillow in the bass drum.
I'm like, yeah.
There we go.
That was really cool to see that.
I can relate to that.
The signature wall is really cool too, where you see all the band signatures.
Mm-hmm.
where they were inducted and all that, and they have the year and then all the band signatures and all that.
Yeah, that was really cool. We got to see the stage where they present the award. Yeah. We got to see the award, which was really nice. There were some bands that were left out, which was kind of surprising.
Were there?
Yeah. Like, I think Deep Purple's not in there.
Oh.
It's either Deep Purple or Foghat that's not in the Hall of Fame. But definitely well-deserved. I think I seen this year Dave Matthews Band's going in. I was like, that's kind of weird. Yeah. But I guess he's been around a long time.
Motley Crue's not in it yet, so.
maybe Adam Sandler will induct them.
Why?
Because him and Dave Matthews have a pretty good relationship.
Oh, I was thinking about Motley Crue.
Oh, no.
Dave Matthews.
But I saw is it Whitney Houston's going in this year? That's a big deal.
Is she?
Yeah, she's going in this year.
I actually thought she was already in, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It's cool. They had a whole breakdown about who's going in this year.
I haven't paid attention in a while.
But no, we did the photo op at the front of the thing, which came out really cool. I'll share it whenever I post this episode.
Might be our next profile picture.
Well, yeah. That's a good one.
For the podcast.
Yep. I want to go back up there just, you know, so my family can go. Because like you said, that was a road trip. We went there on a whim. It was straight up on a whim. We were like, hey, we're going to go to New Jersey. I want to say that was a Thursday night. We're like, hey, we need to be in New Jersey by Friday evening or Saturday morning. What can we do until then? Because I think I got the day off work the next day. And you did too.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's just go do something. So Cleveland, man. We were like, football, let's go.
Yeah, football Hall of Fame. Let's go see Brett Favre. Let's go see all the freaking heads and statues. Yeah, that was weird. They're like, hey, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's see that.
Yep.
You geeked out in the science area.
I did, yeah.
And then
there's a lot of really cool stuff in there.
Maybe saw Canada. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
But it was a cool trip, man. It's stuff like that. It's cool reliving trips. And the idea of reliving the trips, we talked to Bo. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about greatest frontmen with him.
Yeah, that's true.
Which you'll hear after this segment. And it just got us thinking, hey, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we did that trip. We never got to talk about it. Let's talk about it now.
Yeah, that's a good
reliving
point.
Reliving memories is always fun.
Yeah, can you say Cleveland's one of your favorite places you've been?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
Which one do you like better, Cleveland or Nashville?
Nashville. Come on, man.
Nash, Vegas.
Not even close.
Not even close? Why not?
Not even close. I want to live in Tennessee. I don't know what it is about Tennessee. It's just the atmosphere. I've been there two times now.
Yeah.
It's just something about Tennessee is just awesome.
Gotcha. That same weekend we went to New York.
Yeah.
Do you remember your feelings from New York?
No.
A lot of walking.
And man, that place turns insane around 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, it gets busier. My main thought when we were in New York was, we did the tour bus thing. The photo bus. I don't know what the heck it was called. We did that. My main thought, hey, Times Square is real. This isn't just a place in movies.
Yeah.
That was my first ever trip. And then, you know, seeing the skyline, everything's really cool. But around midnight, it's just like there's trash everywhere. There's people in baby suits. It's a weird experience.
Homeless folks and just crazy people everywhere.
It's a weird experience. Yeah. Rode a subway for the first time. That was cool.
Yeah.
Walked through Madison Square Garden. That was cool. It was a cool area.
Cool, man.
It's really cool. I need to go back. I want to go back to New York.
Where else have you been?
Huh?
Where else have you been?
What?
You've been
like
to...
state-wise?
Yeah.
New York, New Jersey, I guess counts. Ohio... Florida a lot. Tennessee. I haven't really stopped in Georgia for anything other than... No, we went to Georgia last year for the pizza
For
place.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, the Braves
We went
stadium.
Through Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, six places.
So, cool. So, so you're saying Nashville's your favorite out of all the places you've been so far?
No, I mean, Universal Orlando's my favorite place I've been.
Well, I know that.
But, yeah, Nashville.
Oh, that's cool.
What about you?
Probably Edinburgh. And...
I always gotta bring this up. I'm the Harry Potter fan. I should be the one going there.
Anytime,
but no, it's you that gets to go there.
Anytime we watch like the making of Diagon Alley, and then they show pictures of London, I'm like, hey, I've been there. And you're like, shut up, man. No, I've been to London, I've been to Paris, and I've been to Edinburgh. And Edinburgh was my absolute favorite. I freaking loved it. The castles.
Have you seen Underpants?
What's that? Underpants.
Yeah.
What is
you that? You said I've been to London. I've been to France.
Yeah, Paris, France. Yeah. I get you.
Come on, man. Catch up.
I thought you were talking about Underpants from Boy Meets World.
Underpants!
But no.
No.
But no, I think Edinburgh has been my favorite place that I've been to so far.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool. I want to go back.
Will ever beat.
I could live there.
Universal Orlando.
You can't live there, though.
Gotcha. I'll figure out a way.
Do you have anything that's on your bucket list of places you want to go? I feel like for me, California is still.
California,
like I gotta
still,
get
yeah.
to California.
I mean, I want to be an actor, so California's gotta happen. I want to go to Japan. Ah. Japan would be really cool.
Yeah.
Mostly, again, because of theme parks, not because of the scene that got you or anything. I got you. Canada, I've always loved since I was a kid and watched Bret Hart wrestling. I don't know.
Niagara Falls, man. You got to go.
Niagara Falls, yeah.
That way you can kind of say you've been in
Canada. I guess I should want to go to Texas to see my football team play at least once.
There you go. I have, like, this might sound weird, and I don't mean this to insult anybody, but I have no desire to go to Texas. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just have no desire, because to me it seems like it's probably really hot.
It's hot here.
Well, I don't know. I don't have a desire to go to Texas. Maybe somebody can tell me, hey, Texas is awesome.
Yeah. But, hey, Texas people would love to tell you how awesome Texas is.
I want to go to Colorado. I want to go to the mountains of Colorado.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We still got to do the skywalk thing in Tennessee.
Yeah, in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
I love Gatlinburg, too.
And Dollywood. The fact that we didn't do Dollywood when we were in Tennessee is weird.
Why didn't we?
Because we didn't have time. We were there for the Steel Panther concert and nothing else.
That's right.
We had time for some axe throwing, though.
But yeah, I think if anybody hasn't been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you got to go. It is well worth it.
Oh, 100%.
You know, even if there's just one band you're a fan of that's in there, just to go through and see the history. I believe we saw Elvis Presley's motorcycle.
Yeah.
What else was in there, man? There's a lot of really cool stuff. I want to say there was a really... really weird looking James Brown outfit, which I thought was some woman's, but it was James Brown.
Yeah, they got the Elvis motorcycle tricycle thingy.
Yeah.
They had Elvis, they had a couple of those actually in there.
Like, even though Elvis is the king of rock and roll, I still think of him more as country. So when we seen a ton of them at the Country Music Hall of Fame, it made sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, reminiscing and going through your pictures of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he was in there a lot as well.
He had his own area.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the king of rock. What's his name? Rock and Roll King of Rock?
King of Rock and Roll?
King of... I don't know.
King of Pop? No, that's Michael Jackson.
That's Michael Jackson, man. Recognize! I got Judas Priest's freaking jacket. Look at those thigh-high boots.
Whose are those? Are those Steven Tyler's?
Alice Cooper.
Oh, jeez, of course they are.
Alice Cooper. They had Michael Anthony's Jack Daniels bass.
Yep.
Angus's outfit. So much stuff. I think that's the actual suspenders.
Oh, cool. Yeah, a ton of memorabilia there.
Just, it's awesome. It's just cool going through there and just seeing that all this stuff has been played and created some of the...
Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, they have the most recent inductees to the Hall of Fame, they have like a circle. Like you walk through a circle and you see all the newest people stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like once they move on to the next place, then these band things go to their own area.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's crazy to believe they have so much room for all that stuff and all those bands that's been in there.
They make way. I think they probably move the stuff somewhere else after a while. Because obviously they induct, what, 5-6 people every year?
Yeah, I'd like to go through their attic.
Right? You can do that. I want to go through HHN's attic.
Anyways, so anybody who hasn't been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, definitely go. Even Cleveland itself. Cleveland was an awesome city.
Cleveland rocks.
Yeah.
You know?
The weather was great up there.
Not just a song in Drew Carey's.
Sure. Cleveland does rock. And speaking of rocking, we're going to take a break real quick and we're going to come back with the rocking lead singer of True Villains. We're going to pick his brain a little bit. We're going to talk a lot of subjects with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff.
I like it.
Cool, man. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you like to go to Halloween horror nights?
Do you yourself like Hollow Scream, haunted attractions, ghostly encounters, and other scary things?
Or maybe on the weekend you like to summon a ghost or go find yourself a demon?
If you do, then this is the podcast for you.
Haunters!
You can follow us every Wednesday on Podbean, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Haunters Pod.
We're ready to haunt you.
Ah, wonderful. It comes off kind of creepy.
We're keeping it!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back into the show. Those golden, beautiful tones you heard right there is of our friend and lead singer of the amazing band, True Villains, Mr. Bo Lastovich. Is that how you say it?
That's it.
That's it, man. Cool. Thank you for joining us, man. What's up?
Thanks for having me. Just hanging out, relaxing at home on this Saturday.
Cool, man. You got everybody staying safe up there? How's quarantine going for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still getting out. We're still practicing as a band and getting together doing that kind of thing, but
cool.
Otherwise, Not much. No shows. No.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
That's a bummer. We did catch your Facebook Live show. You guys did.
Yeah, we're actually trying to line up another one of those right now too.
Awesome.
But trying to, you know, get everyone together and get a place to do it at is the more difficult part. Getting a place.
Cool, man. So so right now you guys just writing tunes, writing lyrics. Like, what's the songwriting process for you guys? Is it something you guys?
Yeah, we try to get together every week and jam on new songs and song ideas, and then we're just trying to put together a bunch of content too. Just doing random content. We've been putting out these videos on each band member, kind of.
And yes, those have been great.
Some of that goes all the way back to like the very, very beginning when we started as a band like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're actually about to do a guitar solo challenge.
Oh, wow.
This song that we have, it's called Fight the Feeling. We never actually put out like the song, but some of the people that have seen us live, they've heard it, especially people in Nashville. And so Tim's about to release a video, and it'll just be guitar players can go and play their solo over it. So over the winter, we're going to send them a little care package that includes some True Villain swag, some toilet paper, quarantine essentials, some hand sanitizer.
Awesome. Cool, man. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. You just said Nashville. That's kind of how we met you guys. You guys opened for me personally, my favorite band, Steel Panther. You guys opened for them. So that's how we met you. That's how we got to know you guys. I feel like we've kind of, you know, we've gotten a nice little friendship going. So when did you move to Nashville? You're originally from up north, correct?
Yeah, I'm from Minnesota.
Awesome, man.
I moved to Nashville. It's been just over like 3 years now.
Okay, sweet, man. And have you done much traveling, or is it just, you know, between Minnesota and Tennessee? Or
like me personally, or yeah, as a band?
Yeah, you personally. Yeah, I mean, anywhere you guys have traveled as a band, too.
Yeah, I've done ton of traveling. Before I moved to Nashville, I was actually with a band called Ivy Stone out of North Carolina, and we toured all over the U.S. I mean, we played in a ton of states.
Okay.
We pretty much spent all of our time just touring and playing shows.
Wow.
And living in my truck/trailer or wherever we could crash, in people's living rooms or people's basements or in a truck stop parking lot.
Awesome. That's pretty sweet, man.
And now with True Villains, it's different because we have the opportunity, you know, to play and make money downtown. Even just doing like the cover band thing / playing our own music when people ask for it or want to hear it. Yeah. And then we do get out and do other stuff like the Tin Roof Circuit, or when we get to go on the road with, you know, Steel Panther or other bands like that, or just doing opening shows, or we pick up other little places too by ourselves in other states like the Rathskeller, up in Indianapolis, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know if my friend Callie reached out to you guys, but I wanted you guys to come down here in Charleston. Because we have a pretty sweet tin roof down here in West Ashley, which is right outside of Charleston. That would be super
dope.
Yeah,
I think that they actually used that song Electric Blue for one of their, like, you know, one of their little, like, promo videos that they have, like, for the tin roof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they tagged us in their video. They used the Electric Blue song for one of those videos. We've never actually played there before, though.
Yeah, sweet.
And we were lining up another tin roof run to do in July, but obviously
damn
as now all that is like canceled / on hold.
Gotcha. Yeah, I understand, completely understand, man. We live in a wild time right now, but
weird. Yeah.
Is any of the stuff we're going through now and you know, inspiring you in any way lyric wise
what was that?
Is kind of like the way the world is right now, is that inspiring you any as far as lyrics, or
not necessarily right now.
I hear you.
I mean, my life hasn't really changed that much.
Gotcha.
Because I still have like work. I'm not just like sitting around the house most of the time. Honestly, I like build stuff, so it's kind of part of like the essentials. Anybody that's like a handyman can always find work.
Yeah.
So, and I just purchased a house not that long ago, so I've been spending all my time.
Oh, wow, that's exciting, dude. That's pretty sweet.
It's old and really, really needs updating, so I've been doing that.
It's a fixer-upper, man. Nothing wrong with that.
That just means it has character.
Yes. fixer-upper.
Gotcha. So some other stuff that we touch on before we get into our front men discussion, we want to talk to you because you are a fantastic front man yourself. But are you a horror movie fan at all?
I mean, I'm not really into it like some other people that I know. I have seen quite a few horror movies, but I haven't watched one in a while.
Gotcha. Do you have one that sticks out as your favorite or a horror icon that you love?
No. I mean, the Exorcism of Emily Rose movies are all pretty good.
Oh, nice.
Some of those. I'm not good with names of movies. I remember there was one that was, I thought it was one of those where they go out to a cabin and one of the girls is possessed in the cabin.
Evil Dead.
She was actually going there to like stop doing drugs, like she was a heroin addict or something, and then ends up becoming exorcised. And they like put her in some little basement thing. I can't remember. I saw it so long ago.
I got you. That
kind of sounds like Evil Dead, but I'm not sure that's it.
Yes.
There you go.
It was Evil Dead.
There you go. You can use that as like a next music video for y'all.
That was good. How did you know that? My description was kind of horrible. He still picked up on it, so you must be a big fan of it.
Yeah, he's an aficionado when it comes to horror crap, so.
Yeah, I follow movies like it's my job, which it kind of is as a movie reviewer, so yeah.
Sweet, man. So another thing we talk about is roller coasters. Are you a roller coaster fan?
Oh, I love roller coasters.
Sweet, man. Can you think of those that you love or a specific theme park that you like?
There's one in Minnesota that's called Valley Fair, and I went there pretty often. It's fun. It's like a one-of-a-kind place.
Oh,
they're not like a chain or anything.
Sounds pretty dope.
They got some cool rides there.
Awesome, man. Okay, cool.
It's like a Six Flag, but its own.
I gotcha. Now next we want to get into the discussion about front men. I'm sure some of these guys we bring up are probably an influence to you, and I believe, my brother here was telling me you guys are going to do a, what is it coming up about their influences?
Yeah, I saw Tim posted a video on y'all's Facebook page saying you're going to be doing some challenges and talking about your influences and favorite songs.
Yep. So that's the guitar riff thing too that I told you about. That's like kind of the start of it all.
Awesome.
Just to keep people engaged and let people have some fun too. We're having fun with it.
Okay. Hey, let Matt know I'm totally down for a drum challenge with him. By the way.
Solos.
Sweet.
That's what I say. I'll challenge you to a sing-off, but that ain't going to last too long.
Just do a drum-off like the Will Ferrell thing and Chad from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, man. All right, cool. So the way I was thinking about doing the singer thing, or frontman thing, is we'll count it down 5 to 1. So I'll go with my number 5, and then, you know, you guys from there.
Okay.
And we'll work it down if that's cool with you.
Okay.
So number 5 coming in for me, like I said, I'm a huge mark for Steel Panther. So number 5 for me is going to be Michael Starr, a.k.a. Ralph, the man.
Do you just use a wrestling term?
No.
Okay.
But all right, but how about you, man? Who you got coming in at number 5?
Probably Eric McNally from Foxy Shazam.
All right,
there you go.
But in their later times, not in the early beginning when it was more like punk and just yelling and like crazy psychoness.
Gotcha. That's an obscure reference, man. Nice.
They started to sound more Queen-like.
I gotcha. That makes sense. How about you, brother?
All right, number 5 on my list is the metal icon legend himself, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, okay.
It's like when he walks on stage, you're just captivated. Like, what's he gonna do? I know he just stands by the microphone and jumps like a tree frog every now and then, but
yeah,
it's just something about seeing Ozzy.
I hear you. Okay. Number 4 for me might surprise you that I have him this low, but number 4 for me is going to be Axl Rose. Mm. I'm a huge fan of Guns N' Roses as well.
Okay.
But as far as, I mean, he's got the chops, especially early in the early days. He was a really great singer, but he's lost a little bit, so I've dropped him down just a few for me. But that would be number 4. How about you? How about you, Bo?
I'll have to go with Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, man. Look at you.
Dio.
Because, you know, he's just a badass.
Yeah, for sure.
He's just like the icon of like rock metal.
Who invented the metal horns? Him or
Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's... I thought it was Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, Gene Simmons likes to claim everything, though. You know how they are.
Listen, Gene Simmons will tell you he created Air. Okay?
And then he would try to copyright it and sell it.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, what do you got?
It, you gotta pay me.
All right, what do you got at number four?
Number four for me, controversial towards you, because you're not the biggest fan of him, but I have Chester Bennington.
Okay. Nice. R.I.P.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Chester. Miss him, but I've heard him described as singing wise as sings like an angel and screams like a demon.
Okay.
Cool. I think it fits very well, and definitely miss him. It's hard to listen to some of his music now, but
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, man. Number three for me, which is kind of good tie-in, as you just said angel just now, but number three for me is going to be Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes.
Ooh.
I love the Black Crowes. His voice and his stage presence to me is don't mess with me. If you don't like what I'm doing, I'll actually come down there and tell you to shut up about it. So I've actually been reading a really cool book by their drummer, Steve Gorman, who we're actually hoping to have on the show.
Dude, your last two singers have been kind of not nice singers.
Yeah, well, hey. But that's just how they roll. But I love Chris Robinson. Are you a fan of the Black Crowes, Bo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were supposed to do that big tour this summer, and now that's not happening either.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's
man.
Probably not happening. That Motley Crue tour is probably not happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just talking to one of my friends. He's the drummer for Tuck Smith. They're that band that's supposed to open up the whole tour. And so far, it's still on. Just certain dates, like in the cities that are still in lockdown, it's not going to happen. So
oh, geez.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Hopefully everything works out, dude.
Hey, rock and roll can cure everything. Just put them out there and just let them do it.
I hear you. So who you got at number three,
let
man?
Let the loudness kill the virus.
There you go.
Yeah. That's a song lyric right there. That's half a song.
Half the battle. All right, who you got at number three, my friend?
I'm going to say Chris Cornell, since he said Chester.
Wow.
You know,
good call, man.
Nice.
Throw Chris in there.
Fantastic.
You and got, all the shit that he did. Audio Slave and Soundgarden. Temple the Dog.
Temple the Dog, like
everything.
Yeah.
Just badass.
Couldn't be denied, for sure.
Gotcha.
Mine will be on probably not many people's list.
Okay.
My third. I have the one, the only, Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Jack
yeah.
Black. Are you kidding me? Like, yeah. You don't think about it. He did a cover of the Extreme song the other day. I'm like, Jack Black can actually sing.
Yeah, he can, like, actually, he can really sing. And he has great stage presence, too.
Yeah, but his stage presence just...
That guy can do everything, for sure.
I saw Tenacious D last summer.
No way, man.
They were in Nashville at the amphitheater here.
Okay.
Super jealous.
How was that show? Did they kill it?
It was so much fun.
I bet.
It was so fun.
Awesome.
How many Pick of Destiny songs did they do?
They pretty much did all of them.
Oh, cool.
Fair enough.
It was like they started off the show with some of their newer stuff and a couple random songs, and then they're like, we know what all of you are here for. So.
Awesome, awesome. Okay. All right, sliding into the number two spot for me is going to be Freddie Mercury, the legend. I love me some Queen, and I love Freddie Mercury. That guy had the chops, he had the vocals, he had the stage presence. I love Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, yeah.
So that's my number two.
Inspired a whole movie like a couple years ago.
For sure. Cool, man. What do you got at number two?
I feel like all your guys' answers are also answers I would use. But I'm gonna go with Sebastian Bach.
Ooh,
nice.
Nice, man.
I don't know.
I saw that
early heyday.
Yeah, for sure. I saw that he was looking for bands to open up for his solo act, and I told him to look you guys up, because that would be incredible.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was looking for, I guess, regional bands to open up for his, because he did the 30th anniversary of their first record or something.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I did see him post something about that. Like, it was a big anniversary of that first record.
Yeah. You guys would have been great to open up.
I just posted something about that on my Instagram today, actually.
Oh, snap.
That, like, that thing of Bill Clinton holding the records or whatever.
Yeah.
I put that for Skid Row up.
There you go.
I would like to hear y'all do a Skid Row cover, actually.
Dude, I've done a lot of them. I've done In a Darkened Room, Youth Gone Wild, 18 in Life.
Oh, wow.
A bunch of other ones I probably can't remember. Oh, Slave to the Grind.
Oh,
wow.
So many. You causing problems over there?
It's been a while. No. My friend Craig just showed up.
Oh.
And he was he's gonna help me trim some branches, but he'll wait. He'll wait a little bit.
Okay, awesome, man. You guys are also doing some kind of birthday thing, right? It's your birthday, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
You guys gonna throw down? They get you a big old cake.
We are. I think my girl got me some cupcakes. The true villain guys are coming over tomorrow.
Sweet.
And we're gonna record some more video content and just hang out.
Cool.
You know, make some stuff.
Perfect, man.
Right on, dude.
All right, well, let's whittle down this list. What do you got at number two?
Number two, I have another icon, Steven Mother Effin' Tyler.
Oh, wow.
Oh man.
he's your number two.
He's my number two.
I can't wait to see you guys number one.
I mean, come on, you can't deny Steven Tyler.
You can't.
I mean, you can't.
No, you can't. No. Absolutely not. And he could still do it. That's what's crazy. He's 730 years old, I think, and he can still kill it.
Looking damn good for 730 years old.
he's so good.
He is.
Doing front flips and everything out there. I think he's still doing it.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so number one for me, Dave Grohl.
Cool.
That might seem a little weird, but that dude's stage presence and everything he does to me is amazing. I love Dave Grohl.
Hell yeah. Are we at one now?
Yes, sir. Number one. Who would you say influences you and you just love?
Mine has to be Steven Tyler, even though he already said it.
Oh, that's cool. You're good. I understand.
That's. I gotta say it again.
Yeah. He definitely deserves
that's
the love.
My number one guy.
Cool, man. All right, go ahead. What you got?
My number one guy is Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
So much stage presence. Like you're on a full-on party when that guy's out there on stage.
That's true.
Just full-on monster mash.
That is true, man. That is true. Cool, man. Awesome. So what do you think, man? That sounds like a pretty good list. That sounds like a pretty good list. Some of the greatest of all time.
And of course,
that sounds like some fun concerts.
Yeah.
That I wish we could go to.
You are going to be there one day too, man, because your vocals are absolutely incredible. Your stage presence. Like we said in our first episode with you guys, whenever we seen you on stage at first, you had us locked in. You guys were so good. And then when you hit that first note, it was like, wow, these guys have it. So,
thanks, man.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. So
I'm trying. Always trying to get better every day. So
I hear you. So I know you're busy over there. I know you got some birthday festivities to hit. If you want to throw some True Villains, we'll roll out the red carpet for you, like they say, and, tell us where we can find you guys and what all you have going on coming up.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. Our website is truevillainsnashville.com, where we got merch on there. We released a little teaser video of some new music that we're going to be putting out in the future. We did some songs with a really badass producer who's done some great records that we love. So we're trying to get back into the studio with him again after this coronavirus thing is
cool.
done with.
So
but then put out some music, hopefully, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, are you guys playing any of the new tunes on your Facebook Live videos?
I think we played one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, we played one when we did that when we did that live show that you were talking about. We put out played one of the songs from that.
Cool.
All right. As a movie guy, last episode we talked about the movie That Thing You Do. Is there any music movies that you personally love?
Walk Hard.
Walk Hard. All right.
Always. I could watch that movie every day, and it would never get old.
I hear you, man. Cool. Well, thank you again so much for joining us, man. It was an absolute pleasure. Go enjoy your birthday. Kill it, man. Hope you guys have a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, man.
All right, brother. Take care.
Stay safe, guys.
See ya.
You too. Bye.
Peace.